A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. The Fab Four here. My name is Marcus Speller. Jim Campbell's with me.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
Pete Donaldson, eh?
I'm only moderately fab.
Oh, more no. Fab than...
I'm fa. Sweet FA, mate.
I think you'd be very harsh on yourself there, Peter.
I'm going to give you a chance to change your mind on that, Pete. I think you are blooming fabulous.
Oh, thanks, Luke.
Yeah, no worries. Not just your T-shirt either.
Now get your hand off my leg.
I shall not.
You've got pancakes on your T-shirt, haven't you?
I have. And that's where they're staying.
Yeah. Spurs versus Manchester United, it's a biggie. Let's just dive in there with a thigh rubber. Mm. It's a biggie for both teams, Jim. Manchester United are 5 points off third place.
How'd that happen then?
It's incredible, really. Spurs are 7 points off the top.
How'd that happen then? How have they not won the league?
It's the way the league table has unfolded.
It'll be absolutely fascinating come time for that to be kicking off, because Leicester will play before them on the same day.
Mm. Right.
So it could be a situation where Leicester are no less. We could have a situation where Leicester will be 10 points clear at the top of the Premier League.
10 points, Peter.
It's unbelievable.
Quite an interesting one. Pochettino's Tottenham haven't actually even scored against Man United in the last three meetings. Mm. And you would think, with Man United sort of losing their invincible sheen of recent years a bit, and Spurs being so much better under him, that wouldn't be the case.
Well, last season,
I feel like
different.
Something's got to give.
Mm. I can remember Andre Villas-Boas' Spurs beating United at Old Trafford. It was the first time they'd beaten them at Old Trafford for a very long time.
Yeah.
Good. That's an even better memory than me, Mark. Mm-hmm. Well done. And overall, their record before that was absolutely shocking, especially at Old Trafford. Yeah. Obviously, this game's at White Hart Lane, so it might be a bit of a different story, but it'll be an interesting one to see. I think it's funny how things change, isn't it? You'd think, to all intents and purposes, it'll be United sort of in second, gunning for the league, and Spurs and all the rest of it. Mm. But it is Spurs who really need to do something here, especially if... And I've got a little feeling that Leicester might not have it all their own way against Sunderland, so the pressure will be on Spurs.
Absolutely. I think it's something like 6 of the last 8 at White Hart Lane have been draws, which is no good for
between
either team.
Between these two.
Yeah. Oh yeah, obviously. Sorry, between Manchester United and Spurs, which would be pretty useless for both sides.
Well, the draw in Bet365 between these two teams is 5-2, which seems like a pretty reasonable price. So I mean, it's worth thinking about.
I think Spurs are going to hammer them. I am, Peter.
Really?
Yes. Why not?
Hang on a minute. Don't laugh at Marcus, because several weeks ago,
there are other things to laugh at me about.
Is that where you're going back? Right, several weeks.
No, actually, I'm going to extend that.
Back up.
I want to extend that. And I'm going to think about not saying it now because he's getting a bit arrogant stretching out like that.
Yeah.
But I will still give him some credit because I'm a charitable chap.
He thinks he's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Several months ago, he said Spurs for top two and we all laughed. So when you do laugh,
more than several
think
months.
About what you're
no,
laughing about.
No, it was genuinely near the start of the season.
Yeah, it could have been. I said Pardew bottom half of the season, bottom half of the table. And that's happened.
Yeah,
he's not going to be able to clamber out.
No, of course he will.
Can I bring out
that'd be ridiculous.
I make no apologies for this not being the first time I brought this to the table. On Christmas Day, Crystal Palace had the same points as Spurs and Man United, two teams who were playing against each other on Sunday.
I think you said this last week.
You're
loving it. Every
Pete's
week
loving
worth it.
Pete's on board. Pete's on board. 4 points since. 4 points in 4 months.
You know four flipping points.
You know what that sounds like? That's what that result sounds like to me.
I don't understand what that is.
4 points.
Who does that? It's not madness, is it?
It's the Pogs.
Pogs, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, always welcome. Spurs have got the best goal difference in the league.
They
32 plus 32.
Only lost one of their last 10 as well, and that was to West Ham.
They're going
to
hammer them. Easy peasy. I reckon 3-0.
Really, you think that?
3-0.
Yeah. That much. Well, if you look at, you know,
right,
despite.
Four.
Despite the meetings.
Five. Carry on. Slow down because I'm trying to get the odds of Bet365 and you keep changing it. 4-0 to Spurs. Yeah. 40-1. £10 stake on that will return you £410, including your stake.
I'll have a quid on it.
DeMarcus Speller Pound.
That's not happening.
It's back.
I think 3-0 Spurs. That's what I'm going for.
Well, you said 4-0. You can't go back on it.
But a 3 or 4. That's how betting works, isn't it?
Yeah. It can be.
Round it up.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, I think Spurs, they're going to stay in the title race with some aplomb. So there we are. And Manchester United are going to have a big gold dent in their race for fourth spot.
I can certainly see Van Gaal's face just like at the end of the game, them having lost 3 or 4-0, just thinking, what? I just don't know what to do anymore. We've seen that face a lot.
People will say, what about your job? Well, people said I wouldn't be here now, and I am.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're going to have to drag me away. Hey, we're in a Europa League place still, though.
Yeah. No, you're not, Louis.
Oh.
Well, we were.
I didn't look at the table.
But of course, West Ham.
Serbian hitman.
Yeah. So I was about to say, the longer it goes on, the less it sounds like Louis van Gaal.
Yeah. He found a gun in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it about 5 more minutes, he's going to sound like an Irishman.
I think I've done very well, man.
Come on, Jim, join in.
There's a lady over there playing a saxophone. I manage Man United.
Right,
oi, Gixi, mate.
There aren't that many accents left that
any of us can do.
That we can't do. So let's move on swiftly. West Ham, they're going for full spot as well. It's a fact. That is fact. They are, Jim. All right, they're up against Arsenal. Arsenal. Now, this is interesting. This is possibly the most modern football chat anyone can have right now. Arsenal's penultimate match of the season will be screened live on telly, and it'll be the Gunners' 27th live game on television this season, which will be a record.
Wow.
It's nothing to do with goals, to do with assists or points.
So 27 of their 38 Premier League games have been live on TV.
Yeah. Well, I think, it's the 27th live game on television they've been on this season, so I think that'll include cup games as well.
Oh, okay.
And also all the Champions League games.
Yeah. So before the final weekend, Arsenal will lead the TV table.
That's what really counts, isn't it?
With 27,
is that the new Emirates Cup? It's the new Emirates Cup.
20, they're top with 27. They will be on the last game of the season. Manchester United second on 25. Arsenal, Man United, they're top. Oh, rolling back the years.
Yeah, it's like 13 years ago.
Manchester City, they'll be on 24. Liverpool on 23. None of this matters.
Okay. No.
Bournemouth, they're bottom on 7.
Poor old Bournemouth.
Yeah. I know.
Have a big screen on the beach as well.
I mean, if anything, you can only fit 12,000 in their blooming stadium, so they should be on the telly more.
I think they've applied for an extension, actually.
I think it's actually 11,900.
Put more of their stuff on the telly, quite frankly. I was enjoying the Newcastle ones on telly because they tried.
Yeah, they'll win the league if they're on telly every week, as we've already established.
Yeah.
Do you think Arsenal should get a prize for finishing top of the TV table?
and it should be the Telly Addicts prize.
It should be.
Yeah. Do you think, at the risk of making a semi-serious point about Arsenal to you, Jim... and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. It's fine.
Yeah,
not what the show's all about, is it?
No.
Do you think that Arsenal are struggling with a real identity crisis at the moment? Because I don't really know what type of team they are and what type of team they are.
Funnily enough,
they're a TV team.
Funnily enough, in the last couple of games, perhaps since the pressure's been off, they look a lot more coherent. And I think obviously the endless disruption of injuries doesn't help, because Wenger's sort of trying to sort of make do with the players he has available in certain certain positions for most of every season. And I'm not saying that's an excuse. I'm saying that's something that Arsenal have to fix because it's a problem every season. There's a lack of consistency there. But yeah, I do think that that is the case. And perhaps, you know, the football that won the league so brilliantly for Arsenal in the past just doesn't work in the Premier League. Sorry to interrupt again. I think he's trying to figure out a way around that himself and is perhaps quite stubbornly refusing to change certain things. Apparently, a lot of players, when they come to Arsenal, were sort of surprised at how little emphasis is put on, you know, the qualities of the other team, and it's more about playing your own game. And in the age we have now, that's difficult.
They're still on the telly a lot, though, Jim.
I just
box
feel
office.
Like, you know,
yeah.
we've talked a lot about how Arsenal.
It's like you've been framed, I'd imagine.
Arsenal, yeah. You get 250 quid.
Yeah, still popular. It's enduring.
Yeah. We talked quite a lot about Arsenal being almost like an extension of the manager.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise that Arsenal don't have any style because we've seen Wenger's coats over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. They should put a big one of those on the pitch in the winter, just keep it warm.
Marcus was genuinely offended by that comment. You see, I think that's a touch hard.
Yeah. I think
but
it
I've
is.
Somewhat yeah. overstepped the line by talking about Arsene Wenger's coats.
You know what? I think this is going to be a tough game at West Ham because if you don't count Watford as a London derby, which you shouldn't, this is the last London derby at the Bolin. So they're going to be really, really up for that.
Yeah.
And I mean, they'll be up for it anyway. They're a very, very good team. Wenger said this week.
I'm beating six as well, West Ham.
Yeah, well, Wenger said this week that he's had loads of chances to sign Payet over the years, but he was too inconsistent, so he didn't. It's like a brilliant idea. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant idea.
Get the best
dead ball specialist in the league and just wind him up just before the
game. That's pure Wenger as well, because even if that is true, and I've got no reason to doubt it, don't say it.
No.
Because you're not. What are you achieving by saying that?
You make yourself look foolish because he's clearly in form.
You're winding a player up who every free kick seems to be like a penalty at the moment, right? You're annoying your own fans because they go, oh, there's a really good player, another really good player we didn't sign, something you're already known for.
I don't even want to go out with her.
I could have asked her out, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
She used to fancy me.
She wrote on her pencil case.
Oh, Jimmy.
But Arsenal are evens to win this game. Go to West Ham and get a win. So you double your money if you put £10 on this. But as Jim rightly says, West Ham are in very, very good nick.
So are Arsenal in the last couple of games. I think Arsenal's form is actually slightly better over the last
Now they know
they, games.
They're not going to win the league.
Well, that does infuriatingly seem to be the case, doesn't it?
It is, though, isn't it?
But Jim, the form table is a funny one because, you know, if you take the last two games, Arsenal are in better form. But form tends to be across the six games. And I think on that basis, West Ham are unbeaten, whereas Arsenal have lost a couple of them.
Might I drag your attention back to the telly table?
Yes, you may, yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you what, Jim. Top of the tree.
Absolutely, top of the tree.
Spurs nowhere in sight of that one.
Probably, aren't they? Where are Spurs?
I don't know.
The thing with that, though, is they'd have got massive viewers and also will have had a little boost in the league from the moral victory they claimed over Barcelona.
But maybe... Maybe, though. Arsenal don't like a bit of pressure. Last thing they want is the telly cameras there. Don't want the TV cameras. Whereas Newcastle United.
Yeah.
You need the TV.
Our game.
My goodness.
Curiously, Spurs are a team who very much do have a style. And very much you do know what you're going to get with Spurs. And that maybe is a bit of a role reversal between Arsenal and Spurs from, say, 10, 15 years ago. It's an interesting development.
While we're talking about London clubs, what about Chelsea? Do they have a style at the moment?
They're winning games. Their style is winning.
Yeah. Not losing.
They've
drawn a fair few.
Yeah, they haven't been beaten in the league since Hiddink took over, have they?
Well, they're just playing to their strength.
Yeah, they reached
really
40 points not that long ago, so they're safe.
that'll be a weight off their mind.
Indeed. Or the weight on their mind will be Antonio Conte sharpening his knives. He doesn't own knives, or if he does.
he will definitely own knives.
Okay.
A man's allowed to have a knife.
That's true.
You've got to cut your food up.
Yeah.
All right.
From my cold dead hands, Marcus.
I posted an Instagram photo of Antonio Conte as a player alongside Antonio Conte as a manager and the hair difference.
Yeah.
And apparently a very, very informative listener got in touch and said, oh, he actually famously went to Canada to have a hair surgery.
Yeah.
And
hair
that's why
surgery.
He's got a lovely full head of hair now.
Yeah, you've got
using
a
knife, presumably.
It's rare for
he went under the knife.
It's rare for a new individual in football, whether it be a player or manager, to come to the Premier League and us not mention their hair in some way. So I thought I'd continue that tradition.
Good.
We're slacking.
Yeah, Chelsea, of course, away to Swansea.
Actually, another, just to go back to Conte and things that aren't really related to football, as is probably, you know, what we do best. I don't know where he'd stand in hardest managers.
We'd
have to be a bit of a wild card.
We'd have to wait and see, I think.
He's not in the league yet, Jim.
No, exactly. We'd have to wait and see. Because we've got Guardiola to consider as well. He's got to come in at some point.
Mourinho will be back. We need to shuffle our whole pack. We need to figure out who's where.
Redknapp could be back.
I think Conte's above Guardiola and Mourinho, for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would certainly agree with that. We're going to take a little break, but we'll be talking more Premier League action after this.
Hi, I'm Frank Dubuff. You're listening to the Football Ramble. Football Ramble.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
You sounded like a Batman villain then. I would certainly agree with that. Like a sort of 1960s Batman villain.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, one of the crap ones.
Oh, come
on. The best one.
They just camp, aren't they?
The speller. It's like the Riddler, but just for
Hang
grammar.
Jim, can I stop you there? Because Pete's got a mug to his mouth and I think he might be about to do a Bane.
Oh, I'm Ben, me.
What, another legendary impression from Donaldson there?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Louis Van Gaal in a cup.
That's good. It's up there with you. I was about to say it's up there with you, Van Gaal, but yeah. You ruined it with that.
Can you hear me, Conte?
Go on.
Oh, I'm psychologically upsetting for some players with low moral fibre.
You've done Bane. Why don't you do Baines?
I like guitar and Miles Cairn.
There you go, perfect.
And none of my Everton colleagues. I think they're weak-willed.
Can you make it a little less Robbie Savage?
Marcus, what I would like to know is how good they would be. How good we'd be at identifying. Would Pete not name them beforehand?
Yeah, I think we'd be struggling.
I think it would be, to be generous, a mixed bag.
Yeah. It would be an enormous challenge.
It would.
Is it an enormous challenge for Stoke City as they go away to Liverpool? Liverpool will have played Europa League football away in Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. You'd imagine they'd get the run around from those Germans. We don't know the result. We're recording before the game's kicked off, you see.
There's a good reason why we don't tend to pick Liverpool games as our bet of the week with Bet365.
Well,
because they're so unpredictable.
They're up and down.
And let's be honest, the whole Liverpool to Dortmund thing is going to be a complete circus around Klopp, and he's going to be emotionally exhausted after that.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be gegging depressed.
Dortmund's chief executive is a little wary of Klopp coming to town. Now, obviously, we say this before kickoff, as I said, but he said, "Most of all, I fear that Klopp is trying to lull us into a false sense of security and that he will try and get our fans on his side to ensure that the match feels like a friendly."
Well, that is mental.
He's not the Pied Piper, Jim.
No.
Is he?
Dortmund fans aren't going to suddenly start cheering on Liverpool. They might sing You Never Walk Alone, though, because they share
fans
that
are fickle,
as a song, don't they?
But the yellow wall will not become the red wall.
No, it won't.
No.
See, Liverpool, one of the greatest nights in, I suppose not their greatest because they won the Champions League, but the Europa League triumph, as it was
still
the UEFA Cup,
huge night,
was when they beat Alaves 5-4. That took place at Dortmund Stadium.
Was that right?
Yeah, so they got fond memories of the place.
It was a great game, that.
Won't help them.
And I believe that Alaves away shirt around that time had every season ticket holder on it.
That's right. That's a very nice touch. I do remember that.
Because I think the Magnificent Gorgie Boys did something similar recently. Again, another class act.
Nice to see.
Lovely to see.
The thing I love most about that quote about Klopp is he wouldn't have made it had Klopp not somehow got inside his head already.
Well, now, talking about Batman villains, he's suggesting that Klopp is like the Riddler. Careful, Klopp's coming. He'll turn us against us.
Yeah. We won't know what to think.
Yeah.
With Klopp and his wacky glasses.
Lulling us into a false sense of security. What?
The most unthreatening threats.
The way he's talking about it is if Klopp has moved back to Dortmund for, like, you know, he's there a few days drinking in the bars with all the fans, yeah, and he's trying to get everybody inside. No, he isn't. He's going to turn up like everybody else.
Yeah, he's not like a Liverpool fans lobbyist.
Speaking of the Dortmund game, the Dortmund manager, I know this is the Premier League preview, so I won't go on this for too long. But
we're not previewing it.
No, but Thomas Tuchel, the Dortmund manager, I read a report today talking about his training techniques. Not sure if you guys saw that. But apparently his theory is that he makes training so mentally complicated that the game itself seems like a bit of a relax and a bit of a holiday and they enjoy it more. And some of the stuff that it was mentioning in this newspaper article, again, I don't know, I can't sort of test the veracity of it, but it was saying stuff like, oh, he makes them, certain training sessions, he makes them, every single pass has to be controlled with the thigh first before they can take another touch. And he insists on putting every single cone out himself.
Yeah.
So if he wants to adjust the training pitch size slightly, he can do it. He always knows what
sometimes
he's doing.
Sometimes they have to play with a basketball.
Apparently he's very... I know that's a joke, but honestly, having read what I've read, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
I mean, maybe he's just a complete fraud, seeing what he can get away with. And it turns out he's just kind of accidental savant.
It sounds like he likes a gamble.
Imagine if he was a complete fraud. And he somehow managed to bluff his way to winning the Europa League.
Well, I tell you what, Dortmund are playing very well this season, indeed, obviously buying a top, but the gamble is working. But you could imagine him going to another club and it failing emphatically.
Yeah.
McGath-esque. Well, kind of just that kind of, this is what's happening. And you're going, no, that's mad.
Can't wait for that guy to leave the club.
What's Felix Magath up to these days?
Who knows?
Nothing.
Again, staying in Europe, when perhaps we shouldn't. Did you see Kostas Mitroglou played for Benfica in the Champions
League? That's right, he's having a good season.
What was he doing at Fulham?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it was a funny one at Fulham, wasn't it, for old Mitroglou? But yeah, he's doing well. I mean, Benfica, it was a shame they lost 1-0 because they've been playing well. Him and Jonas up front getting the goals. Mm-hmm. Of course, back in the Premier League. There we go. Manchester City, they're against West Brom, sorry. There's a suggestion that someone said to me recently that West Brom, under Pulis, are the league's most boring side.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I mean, no disrespect to them, but they are, you know, they're just a little staid, aren't they?
If we were to do, you know, we do this hardest managers thing. If we were to do, and we've talked about this before in the past, if we were to do managers who most enjoy spoiling other people's good times.
Well, we've talked about this at the house party business.
Allardyce and Pulis.
Do you know what? I'd say Mourinho.
Pard's in there with a glint.
Mourinho.
But Pard likes his. Pard doesn't like just to stop your party. He likes to stop your party then start his own.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulis doesn't like to start his own. Yeah, yeah, basically.
With the girls he's taken from yours.
Yeah.
Mourinho, he's brought a guitar, you know.
Mourinho specifically likes to stop Barcelona parties.
That's very specific.
To the point where it's almost psychopathic.
I think if you're having a house party on a Friday, Saturday night in Barcelona, you've got to make sure Mourinho's nowhere in sight.
But Mourinho's got his own party, hasn't he, really? Because he's too high profile.
True,
I mean, if we're talking about Stoke, there's very little... another 11, but I mean, there's very little partying going on.
Yeah. If you had a party that Mourinho came to, he would set up a VIP area in your room that you would not be allowed into.
And then if you complained about it, he'd sort of like poke you in the eye and have like an impromptu press conference where he would like a real song and dance about everything.
Yeah, and just turn everyone against you.
And you'd end up thinking it was your fault.
Well, the aforementioned Felix Magath would turn up at the party with a sledgehammer and just start on everybody, smash the whole place to bits and go, there's no party now, is there?
Make everyone do shuttles in the garden.
Straight for the load-bearing wall.
What's that? You want a beer? Get down and give me 100 sit-ups.
And then you can't have a beer.
You're meant to be a professional.
I haven't even got any beers.
Give me 100 more sit-ups for wanting a beer. Yeah. So actually, I think this game is going to be a lot of fun for City, isn't it? Because West Brom are basically their favourite opponents. City have won the last 8 against them. They've scored 3 in their last 5 meetings with them, and David Silva has scored in the last 3 of those 5 games. So they're just City's absolute dream opponent.
Yeah, but Pulis is in charge now, Jim. All that stuff, Pulis knows. You're guaranteed. Silva won't score. Man City won't win.
And also, Man City players, I would hedge my bets here and say Man City players have all almost forgotten what the Premier League even is. They have absolutely.
Oh, no, they played well against Bournemouth.
They have absolutely. That's true. That is true.
Listen to that sentence, Marcus.
But I think that Pellegrini might have said to them, you know, they're going to the south coast, they're going to the beach, they think they might be a bit on holiday. It looks a bit like it's overseas. This is a European game.
Yeah.
And they won 4-0.
They're like Paris Saint Germain without the achievement. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
agree. There's a lot of similarities. But you can't tell me. I mean,
Man City have won a.
Season specifically.
They've won a trophy this season, Jim.
Man City went on a run, and they lost 3 games in a row. And there's absolutely no excuse for that. If you're Manchester City, you should not be using 3 games
in
a row.
Do you think maybe they thought the League Cup was the league?
Yeah, could be.
Well, we've won the league.
I don't think they know what they think. Have you seen. Imagine the thought processes going through Mangala, Otamendi, Di Michele's head. It's impossible to pin them down. There's no idea. They don't know any idea what they're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin De Bruyne has come back at a nice time because he certainly knows his onions.
I think they're going to win. Just putting it out there. Want it on record.
If you fancy, if you fancy West Brom to do the upset and shock Man City. Well, listen, Jim, if you do. Let me continue to fill my congratulations.
Don't need to, because I don't think that.
8-1.
Right.
£10 on that return, £90 including the estate on West Brom to beat Man City.
It's not worth a quid, but it could be worth a punt because of Tony Pulis. Loves to ruin a party.
You never know.
The aforementioned Bournemouth, they're playing Aston Villa. They're surely favourites for that one.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, like even their reserves were favourites in the game they played.
Do you remember the first game of this Premier League season, though?
It was at Bournemouth, and Rudy Gusted got a header, and he only got on the game.
Bournemouth played okay, but Aston Villa won 1-0 under Sherwood.
Bournemouth have found their feet since then.
But, I mean, Bournemouth are on 38 points. If they win this game, surely, speaking of parties, they'll have one.
No, they're on 38 points now, Marcus.
That's what I mean.
Bournemouth
so if they win, they'll move up to 41. Past 40. Mm. Party time.
If they start the party time now, that is a problem.
I don't know, Jim.
I don't even think it is.
No one's going to catch them.
I don't think it is a problem.
They're going to be out in Birmingham. Be a nice place to have a party. We're going to have a ramble party there soon.
There's absolutely zero chance of Bournemouth being relegated. There's absolutely zero. Whatever happens now.
We're all agreed. And we feel that strongly that Bournemouth are a part of our bet of the week.
They sure are. We are going for something a little bit different this week. We're going for a Bournemouth and Chelsea both to win doubles. So Chelsea to beat, remind me who Chelsea are playing, you guys?
They are Swansea away.
And
the Ball Boy Derby.
Bournemouth to beat Aston Villa at Aston Villa. We're going to put that double on as our bet of the week. And it's because it's a double, it's a little bit more complicated, but it's about 7-2. So £50 on that should return us a good amount of money. And and all the proceeds will be going to Prostate Cancer UK. But please remember, you must be over the age of 18 to gamble, and please gamble responsibly. And for more information on responsible gambling, please go to
gambleaware.co.uk.
Absolutely.
So we're going to.
Before we can move on, we had a winner last week.
Yeah, we did.
We had a correct score winner last week. Leicester to win 1-0. They did. Around, I think, £350, something like that.
Lovely.
For Prostate Cancer UK, so there we go.
And the good thing about having two shows in a week on a Monday and a Friday means that we can congratulate ourselves twice.
Yes. Yeah, which we've just done.
Well done. Ramble party time.
Yep.
Pulis and Mourinho and co aren't anywhere
not
in sight.
Invited.
Peter, do we have any correspondence? Do we have any emails?
We've got a couple of emails, Marcus Spelzy Pelzer. We've got one from Mark Spelzer.
And he doesn't swear at me.
FBI agent Mark Spelzer.
Seth Cochran from Denver, Colorado. Hello, Seth. My highlight of the week is definitely Tuesday's show, consisting mainly of hubbly bubbly content. Myself having no clue what said hubbly bubbly is and being completely lost. The Marcus Speller so kindly tries to explain to myself and others what in the world hubbly bubbly is, and the boys repeatedly interrupt him, causing him to forget the explanation altogether. Hashtag Google saves the day.
I tried to save the day.
You explained past the parcel as well, as I remember, right?
We have never at any point even hinted at the idea that Marcus Speller might be a good, solid source of information for anyone.
No.
So I do not accept your complaint.
Especially not narcotics.
Seth.
Our intervention was deliberate.
Yeah.
It's for your sake.
I'm team Seth.
Yeah.
Because he's team me.
Yeah.
Is his name an anagram of Marcus Speller?
Could be.
Marcus couldn't work out an anagram of his name.
Bubbly, bubbly, lovely, jubbly.
Yeah.
All right. There we are.
Lovely.
Any more? No, we're good.
That's us.
There we are. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @footballramble. The website is thefootballramble.com. Of course, we're on Instagram and Facebook. And do check out 44Toons, where the good man Dean over at 44Toons animates us. Can you imagine such a thing? Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Petey.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.